welcome to our pre-show here. Today we're going to do Bob Green Today. I just had an inspiration. And what was the inspiration? I was listening to a Bob Green Today show, and it was funnier than fuck. And it really was. It truly was. I was listening to it on my way over to Disney today. I had an audition at Disney, so wish me luck. All of these things, by the way, don't mean shit when it comes to this here podcast and the friends that we've made over the years. Those of you who are loyal friends, you know, you know what I see? I don't see you guys as a bunch of groupies and shit. Yeah, I think I know you guys, and I know you're better, you're bigger and smarter and hipper than that. I mean, but so in other words, when I say you're maybe a fan or something, I know you to be like down to earth people, and you're not all goo goo and shit and gaga. So I say this to say that no matter what else I do, I really love doing this podcast and this video cast and staying in touch with you guys, and hopefully we'll grow the community of this digital community that we've started. It's a completely different show, I know, from a radio show. I was talking, in fact, to the people at Disney today, one of whom was a fan of the radio show, and I said, of course, you can't take phone calls anymore, because that pretty much what we did, I think, put an end to talk radio, and he agreed. So I know that what I believe me. I think it's fun to goof people and to punk people or what have you. I think that's a blast. God knows, you know, as I've said many times, and you guys know this to be true, we live in a day and age of punking and we used to call cranking, and somebody turned that into pranking. Look, that Tom Benson is dead, who is the owner of the New Orleans Saints. Christ, long time. He was a car dealer. He bought the Saints when? In the 80s? Yeah. Long time owner of the Saints. 40 years ago, he's in his 50s. He was a successful auto dealer. And I forget who owned them before Tom Benson, you know? But I'll tell you what, he was great for that team. He really was. He was like a... In his own way, he was another generation of Art Rooney. The fact they were able to win a Super Bowl during his period of ownership was fantastic. Because God knows, being a Ram fan, we were in the same division with the Saints for years. We were in the NFC West. Holy shit! I mean, you really felt for the Saint fans. I mean, we regularly beat their ass. Not that it was anything, you know, to be completely overjoyed about. After a while, you know, like, okay, here comes the Saints. We're going to beat them. Yeah, they had their wins, but here come the Saints. So it's time to, there's a win, you know. And check out Benson with the younger wife. Get a load of this guy. I say younger. She's probably in her 60s. Anyway, she's a gorgeous woman. He's 90. She's a real young chick of 72. And anyway... I remember when Archie Manning played for these guys, and my buddy Ray, who's in the horse racing business, regularly went to New Orleans to the fairgrounds because they ran thoroughbred racing there, and he'd come back, he said, Christ, you wouldn't believe, Archie Manning in New Orleans is like this all hail Manning, and he was a great quarterback on some bad teams. Now, who said, oh, this is the official statement by the Philadelphia Eagles, sent a statement, very classy statement. I think he bought the Saints about the same time the guy who owns the Broncos, the dude in the fur coat, remember him? Whatever his name, they're all run together in my head. But it was the same period of time, I think. Look at Arthur Blank. Who's this babe? Is that his daughter? Please tell me that's his daughter. Not that, you know, what is it? Please tell me. Says, you know, good for you, man. If you can, I mean, she was probably about 30. Beautiful redhead. And I was in New Orleans in the 70s when Hank Stram was their head coach. I was in New Orleans for a cup of coffee in 1978. And Hank Stram had just started or was finishing up his first season with the Saints. And it was not to be, you know. It was not to be. But fucking Archie Manning was tremendous. You know, down through the years, look at this. They're showing some highlights of the Rams and the Saints. Mel Owens missing a tackle. Yeah, baby, that's what you do. And I don't know. I can't remember. There's nobody left. There's nobody left. Al Pacino in Carlito's Way. There's nobody left. There's nobody left. Aaron Brooks, scrappy little guy. I say little, probably. I don't know how tall Aaron Brooks was. We got Billy Joe Tolliver. And then came Drew Brees. Man, did that change things. The flood. Look at this. They're showing Katrina. Was that Katrina? Yeah. Christ. Fucking Superdome was a mess. Superdome was horrible. And the Saints, they didn't abandon the city. You know, people were talking about them leaving New Orleans. Boy, that would have been low, man. That would have been as low as low can get. Well, his wife is a brunette, a little short-haired brunette. Now, he's 90, and she looks like a young piece of tail of 78. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Well, I think she's like my age. Yeah. Well, 70. Who's the cat? Deuce McAllister? Was that it? Remember him? Reggie Bush? I remember Reggie at USC, man. I saw Reggie. We had season tickets through his great years at USC. The great years that Pete Carroll was violating the NC2A. But, you know, Wow, they're doing a whole thing. Now, who's the big guy that welcomes all of the Hall of Fame inductees, who knocks on their door and says, and no matter where you go for the rest of your life, the Hall of Fame will be your home? Who is that big? He's a big teddy bear of a guy. And I remember when he broke the news to Randy Moss, Randy Moss just broke down and cried. And I'm thinking, I would have too. The guy's just this big, and let me just give you a hug. You know, he's a big dude, and he's all, and remember that we love you. And Randy Moss is all, and then Sean Payton, and then the Bounty Gate bullshit. And wow. And during that Super Bowl, where was I? I was in a hotel room with a chick. I mean, I was at the, I forget. I was watching, no. Tom Benson, huh? Big Tom. Big Bad Tom. Big Tom. There's a light up above. And all of a sudden, it's John Wayne. 270, what? Oh, purchased the Saints in 85. I knew it was the 80s. 85. And Patrick, what's his ass? Boylan, that's the guy that owns the Broncos. I think it was around the same time. There was a spate of new owners in the NFL at that time. And I remember when Benson bought the Saints, he said, his local car dealer Tom Benson has purchased the Saints. You're like, God damn. It's been one hell of a car dealer, man. Because, I mean, I know those guys made money. I didn't know they made that kind of bread. Inducted Louisiana Hall of Fame 2014. Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame 2014. And who was the guy that everybody, was it Arthur Blank? He won Super Bowl 44. Boy, they just pile up now, man, the fucking Super Bowls. They just bang, 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 bang. Tom Benson, age 90, his wife, just a hot young, I mean, just cradle robin, 79. Tom Benson, God, what a degenerate. Robin the fucking cradle. She's got to be 81. Hey, honey, here's a few hundred thousand. Go out and get whatever goddamn surgery you want. Do whatever you need to do. Just come back in 6 months looking like, you know.
You got it, Tom.
And there's more where that came from. I don't care. The butt, whatever you want to do, make it all bigger. Just make your head bigger if you want. Just grow yourself to 50 feet tall. That makes it easier. And I'll just buy a helicopter and I can visit parts of you. Now they got Morton Anderson on the phone. They're talking to all of the... They had Aaron Brooks on the phone a minute ago. They had Reggie Bush on the phone. They got Morton Anderson on the horn right now. When are they going to have Archie Manning on there? Goddamn, Morton Anderson was the same. 13 years he was with the New Orleans Saints. I didn't know that. Well, I'll tell you what, his wife has got to be 20 years younger than, you know, and if she's 70, she's a goddamn looking, great looking 70. I'd say she's in her 50s. And now it's all hers. Unless he has, maybe she's older than that. Yeah, she's older than that. She's probably 70. He's probably got sons or daughters or, you know, immediate offspring. That's always fun. But, you know, isn't that fun? It's always fun to see the offspring and then the wife, who isn't the mother. She's the wife after the mother died. And it's always neat to just find out how, you know, how's it going to work, you know? How are they going to work this one out? Because the dude himself, he's gone. And he trusts that it's all, and I know you'll all work it out. Yes, Daddy. Yeah, bullshit. No, they won't, man. But he's hopeful. He's on his deathbed. I know that you, please, treat your mother-in-law, your stepmother, whatever you want to call her, treat her with great dignity and deference. And sure, Dad, we'll do, yes. And I want everybody to be friends. Okay, great. Then he croaks, and then the fucking World War III breaks out. Some folks know about it, some don't. Some don't. Sooner or later, write down. We're trying to work this GIF out. How do I get that GIF up there without the bar? You know, I want to get rid of the... That should be easy enough to do. Why can't I figure that out? I wanted to put that behind me as a... Not behind me. I wanted to have that as a kind of a slide thing. As for, like, when Bud or somebody just... Oh, hail, Mr. Henry. All right.
Bob Green today. Hi, everyone. This is Bob Green.
And I'm General Galen Shonda. Bob, what do you got for us?
Well, what have I got for you? I've got a lot that I want to impart. As you know, we have embarked on another year of great, you know, competition and all this bullshit. Sooner or later, no man by me more. And,
here's the backdrop for our Saturday cinema. Oh, yeah, baby. Sooner or later, get right down to the real nitty gritty, yeah. Wait a minute, motherfucker. Hey, don't fuck with me. What's going on here? I don't want that, bitch. I just think this music's perfect for Bob Green.
Bob Green today. I've taken a rather bold move, and I want to show you what I want to do.
Bob's going to take an image of himself and turn it into a GIF. Giphy phone. Here we go. Wait. See, what should Bob be talking about, though? I know he's going to talk about, like, you know, he's always talking about how fucking hot shit he is and his business and this and that. Come on, man. Come on, bitch. Here's Bob Green's. It's like the one I made for myself. How do I do this, man? Wait a minute. Some folks know about it, some don't. Some don't. Sooner or later, right down to the real. And the problem is that GIFs don't work on Facebook, do they? No, fuck that. Woo-hoo! Hey, man. What the hell is that? Come on. See, I don't understand why it doesn't work, but, you know, fuck this shit. You know. Bob Green looks like the fucking Joker somewhere. This picture that I did. It froze. Ay, ay, ay.
Bob Green today.
Some don't. Ah, fuck it. I'm no good. My computer skills suck wiener. Look at this shit, man. I can't get any of these GIFs to... The only one that I've made to work is that one that of my rainbow face. I don't know how I did that. I don't know how I did this. How did I do this? Here's one here. this thing here is perfect. I mean, it fills the entire screen. I don't have to. How did I do that? I can't remember. There ought to be a hint or a clue somewhere. Did I pull it off the literally off the desktop, but was able to somehow, because I couldn't get the full screen like that using either Twitter or Facebook. There was a bar that kept popping up like that framing, which, you know, I'm too dumb to know what that is, but. All right, man. Clear. Anyo. Yes, this is Bob Green today. He's got this rainbow face of his.
I simply said to my nephews, yes, I said my nephew is coming, and Larry, and you said get two bananas.
And why you said that, Green?
First of all, it's not Green, it's Bob.
All right, why would you say to Mother, you can get three bananas, two for you and one for your nephew?
I said that it had been a long day. I was tired.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh, man, Bray. I'm going to give Bray our fluids, our cat. She needs to get an IV fluid, an IV drip, believe it or not. A unit of fluids we give to her. Jesus Christ. Pretty scary, actually. I'm not a doctor, you know, and it freaks me out kind of sometimes we have to do that. But hey, animated. Oh, so how do I get the fucking animated ones there, man? Why doesn't YouTube allow that? What? Get out of here. What is this YouTube TV? Put the fuck out of YouTube TV. I don't want that. Hey, man, don't piss me off. Hey, look, man, there it is. Oh, shit, no, there's individual. It doesn't. Open settings. Microphone, camera. Bill Bailey screen test. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap young girl. Who's putting this shit on my fucking... Get the fuck... All right. That's nice. Let's do this. Let's get out of this, okay? Let's do this. All right. go live. Get the... There's too much of that shit. Everybody's going live. All right, come on, man. What's that being background app? I don't understand it. All right, fork fans.
Hello, guys. It's MMA fighter Chael Sonnen. Check out my podcast, You're Welcome, with Chael Sonnen every Wednesday and Friday right here at Podcast One. We cover the latest in mixed martial arts and everything else going on in the world of sport. Listen free to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts, at podcastone.com, and on the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
Hi, it's Phil Henry. All the voices you're about to hear performed by me.
And now, Fraser Foods, in association with The Phil Henry Show, presents Bob Green Today. I'm Bob Green, and of course, co-hosting with me, as always, is General Galen Shaw. And a very pleasant good day to you, General.
Well, thank you, Bob. And we'll be interested to hear your take on the news and the events of the day.
as is my great pleasure to do that. And I want to thank again Phil Hendry and the Phil Hendry Show website for giving me this opportunity to speak to you folks. Bob Green today hasn't been, we haven't been on for a while, have we?
No, the last one we did, I think, was a couple of months ago. And, well, actually, no, I think it was last spring.
It's been that long.
It has.
That's unusual. I usually, given this opportunity and given this platform, I usually like to take advantage of it. But I know that we've been very busy with the refreshing. Everything is the computer now. Everything's refresh.
Well, you know, it's the language.
It is the language that we speak these days. So it's almost as if you're rebooting your life and you're refreshing your life. And
yeah, you're opening a new browser on your life.
Yeah, that's another one, too. But more to the point, Bob Green, have been dealing with an awful lot of political things in Buena Park having to do with a new store. As you know, we have there's a liberal paper down there that we have, and the publisher of which we've been doing some, I should say, I was going to say business with, but we've been in some contention with him.
Well, he's owns a piece of property that is adjacent to Fraser Foods.
He does, and he doesn't want us expanding our parking, and so he has taken what was a fountain there.
Okay, do this again. All right,